Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about love, love, love. With Valentine's Day so near, what else could possibly be on our minds, with or without a partner? Valentine's Day can be a special day of love. If the Beatles were right, then all you need is love. So let's celebrate the most powerful energy in the universe. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm now offering Mars retrograde consultations. These are half-hour consultations focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. They can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to let you know that I will be speaking in Portland, Oregon on February 19th, 20th, and 21st. I'll be speaking for the Oregon Astrological Association on February 19th and 20th. And on February 21st, I'll be at the Queen of Cups. My Friday talk will be about astrology's economic revolution and Pluto in Capricorn. My Saturday workshop will be about good timing for success. And my Sunday workshop at the Queen of Cups will be about the ins and outs of business astrology. You can get more information about all these talks at my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline .com, of course. Okay, so what's up in the heavens? First of all, Venus, the planet of love and money, has moved into the sign of Pisces. Now, this is significant because this is the most wonderful sign for Venus. She loves to be in the sign of Pisces, as it's her best sign. And while she's there, she's moving toward the same location as Jupiter in Pisces. Now, Jupiter is the planet that represents abundance and growth, while Venus represents money and love. So Jupiter also loves to be in the sign of Pisces because he's the old ruler of that sign. So these two planets are in awesome shape, and they're about to get together and have lots of lovey-dovey fun or lots of money. Wow, we love that idea. Romance is in the air, and there's even some money to spend on this. Okay, now there may not be tons of money to spend, but there's enough for a bit of romance and fun, just in time for Valentine's Day yet. The moon, which represents our emotion, comes along to the same place as Venus and Jupiter. This is absolutely one of the best days for romance I have ever seen. This makes this Valentine's Day absolutely exceptional. Don't you feel the urge to enjoy a bit of romance and fun? This is the Valentine's Day to do it. Or St. Valentine's Day, as one of my listeners reminded me. Plus, retailers like florists, candy stores, movies, hotels, restaurants, and anything related to love or romance should sell a lot this month. This is one great month to make money under nearly any circumstance. So I'm going to give you the same tip I gave you last week to help you win the lottery. Write this down. Get your pen and paper, right? Quick. Here are two books that will help you win the lottery. Just do exactly what they say, and you'll have a better chance to win. These books are by Gail Howard, and you can get them on sale now at Amazon.com. The books to get are Lottery Master Guide and Lotto Winning Wheels for Powerball and Mega Millions. Again, that's the Lottery Master Guide and Lotto Winning Wheels for Powerball and Mega Millions. They're both by Gail Howard. Now, these books really do help people win money. So if you want to go for higher prosperity this month by winning it, just get these books. And on February 26th, I will have Gail Howard on my show, so be sure you tune in for her. We also have a great cycle now for helping us grow our influence with powerful people. This cycle is Jupiter sextile Pluto. It's already peaked, but it's still in range through February 19th, so take advantage of it. If you have the opportunity to connect with someone more powerful who can assist you, make the most of it. There are also some adjustments that are being made this Valentine's Day. One of them is Mars in conjunct Venus. Now, we might know what we want, but perhaps we're not completely sure how to get it. Maybe the budget's a little tight. Well, be creative, and you'll find a way to maintain a lot of your budget while still enjoying a day of romance and fun. It's a weekend. You might trade your kids for a night with friends and then take their kids the next night so everyone can enjoy some romantic fun and still maintain the budget. And once those kids are gone, perhaps you'll make that romantic dinner at home. Set up some lovely candles and little white lights left over from the holidays and cut the cost of that romantic dinner in half. Maybe you'll buy a special dessert and some great wine to put with that meal. And remember, the fun of this is that you don't have to drive home after drinking. And the bedroom is right there, pretty handy. The second adjustment is Venus in conjunct Saturn. This is a toughie. It's like having scarcity mentality. Even if you don't need to save every penny, you may still feel that way. So do your best to put it in the corner for the day so you can enjoy a day of fun and romance without the budget beating you over your head. Remember this. If you will purchase only the things that bring you more joy than the money that you're spending, your money will return back to you very easily and even quickly. So give yourself a bit of joy this Valentine's Day, and you will easily create more money and love. And remember, love is one of the best energies for attracting money, so go for love this weekend. Okay, now onward to the less fun cycles. We're still in the midst of Saturn square Pluto, which is finally lessening a bit. Have you encountered a major issue in the last few weeks? It could be a power or control issue in the workplace, home, or in organizations. It could also be a major change to structures, processes, strategies, and management techniques. Now, at my house, we had a water pipe leak. Hey, this is a good sign that I'll be flooded with money, but it's a bit of a challenge when it's in your office. Now, you may experience structures that break down and need repair, too. And, of course, the Earth is a structure. So we can also experience unusual shifts in our Earth, such as volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, etc. If you're not prepared for unexpected emergencies such as those, it's best to get prepared as soon as possible. Some extra food, water, and other supplies on hand is always helpful. Okay, it's time to check in with our Mars retrograde cycle, which we're in through March 10th. So how are you doing with this cycle? Are you still encountering anger, resentment, or frustration issues? The last full moon was a doozy for those. And today, February 12th, we also have the cycle of Mercury opposite Mars peaking. The cycle is associated with getting angry and expressing it in less than ideal ways. If you want to express it effectively, get the book Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. This cycle of Mercury opposite Mars can also be associated with accidents, especially when a person is angry. So pay attention out there. Fortunately, Mercury is also trine Saturn, giving us some restraint. You might think it, but don't say it. You can also use this last cycle for planning purposes. It's great for that. Both Mercury cycles stay in range through February 16th. Now also, this Saturday we have a new moon. Ah, finally, things can get moving again. This new moon is very unusual. We get the Sun, Moon, Chiron, and Neptune all within less than 1 degree of each other. All of them are in the sign of Aquarius, and they're followed by Venus and Jupiter in the early degrees of Pisces. From a personal point of view, these energies can be incredibly healing. A lot of forgiveness can occur. People can let go of old hurts and just be ready to love again. And this is also a time to serve and inspire others with new and unusual ideas and heal old emotional wounds. And it's great for planting new seeds of visions that heal you. Now, for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide, this week your tip is this. In the guide, you'll see that late on February 16th at 4:31 p.m. Pacific Time or 7:31 p.m. Eastern Time, we start an orange final result. Now, that lasts through Thursday morning, February 18th, until 10:37 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, when you see an orange final result, this means that something is falling out. Something is not coming together like you thought it would. It might be a meeting that doesn't happen, a deal that doesn't close, a customer who cancels, etc. The point is not to set up important activities on these dates. We get some of these dates each month, and they're nearly as bad as a timeout, so avoid using them for anything important. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. And to register for it, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in the box at the top right of the home page. So get signed up today. So what are the best ways to celebrate love, whether or not you have a Valentine? After I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about the many forms of love, love, love. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 Good Timing Guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 Good Timing Guide today.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's ASKDRKEL.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about love, love, love. What else would I be talking about 2 days before Valentine's Day? Then after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, it's time to celebrate love. What a wonderful time of the year. It's been said that love is the most powerful but least understood energy on Earth. From the point of view of prosperity, it's also the single most powerful attractor of money. So it pays us to really consider love carefully and celebrate it in all the ways that are possible. Of course, with Valentine's Day here, we're very focused on romantic love. Our culture puts a lot of emphasis on being partnered up romantically. But whether or not you're partnered up in any way, I'd like to start this discussion by first considering self-love. Ah, that old bugaboo. It's true that we cannot love anyone more than we love ourselves. That's a very important starting place. So just why do so many of us find that hard to do? Well, if you're like most people, you may have been raised in one of those dysfunctional families where you learned not to love yourself. In many cases, you may have even been taught not to like yourself. Hey, just think about it. Even if your family was pretty good to you, you probably learned you were a sinner at church. And at school, they had another agenda to keep you in your place. By the time you got out of school, you had it drummed into you from all corners not to like or love yourself. Hey, if you did that, you might get pretty uppity if you loved yourself. And then what would happen? But let's take this self-love question a little bit further. Have you ever been told to love God, Goddess, Mother Earth, or the cosmos? And have you also learned that you are part of the divine, that you are a manifestation of the divine cosmos? Well, it's true. No one gets here in a human body without being an expression of the divine. Everyone has God, the divine, or the universe within them. Choose your word. Essentially, we're all angels in human bodies, learning to work and live in a three-dimensional and very dense world. So here's the thing about self-love. When we love ourselves, we also love our Creator, whatever word you want to use for that. And when we love our Creator, we're loving ourselves. We can never be separate from the Creator, since that divinity is within us. It's the primary reason why man is a sacred being on Earth. He or she represents an expression of the divine. Now, what has self-love got to do with romantic love? Or for that matter, any type of love? We love many types of people in our lives, right? Family members like parents, siblings, children, spouses or partners. Plus, we love our friends. We may even love our neighbors, our coworkers, and so forth. And of course, I'm not talking about sexual love here, which we typically reserve only for our life partners. I'm talking about feeling connected in a deep way, a strong emotional attachment to someone else. So back to my question. What has self-love got to do with loving anyone else? Perhaps I should ask this question a little differently. If you could remember that you're an expression of the divine, would you love yourself any more? And would you be able to love others more? It's something to think about and seriously consider, since we can never love someone else more than we love ourselves. Now, since most of us have been trained not to love ourselves, this tends to create some interesting problems when we're in a relationship with others. First of all, every flaw we've been taught to see in ourselves shows up in others. That's because like attracts like. Pretty much what we see in others is a reflection of ourselves. Oh, did you catch that? If what we see in others is a reflection of ourselves, then it really pays to love ourselves, don't you think? All of ourselves, not just the parts that are easy to love. And that includes our body. What's this nonsense we've been fed that tries to make us ashamed of our body? That's right along with the same lines of not loving yourself. This is another example of how we can thwart our ability to love someone else, just by not loving our own body. Hey, it's your body. It's what allows you to be here on Earth, having these different experiences. No matter what shape it's in, it's your sacred vehicle for being here. Don't you think God, Goddess, or the Divine loves your body since the Divine is within you? It's time for us to appreciate our bodies in a loving way. So let's get back to loving others now that we've considered the very strong importance of loving ourselves, including our own body. What's the magic of loving another person? Isn't it related to opening up our heart? Love allows us to feel at a much deeper level. In some cases, we even feel intense, passionate love when we're with that special person we love so deeply. That's a very special feeling because it opens up our hearts to so widely and so intensely. It's almost impossible to describe that feeling to someone else. So why are we so addicted to love, especially romantic love? Do you remember the Beatles song, "All You Need Is Love"? They had it right. Love is the most basic ingredient to creating anything. Yes, anything. Of course, we can see that romance comes from love. Babies also come from love, but there are many kinds of babies besides the ones that are born from sex. People create businesses and products from love and their passions. People write and sing songs with their love. People attract money with their love. And, of course, you can easily create more love with your love. You can create anything from love, including a home, car, family, etc. So all you need is love. The Beatles were right. So what are the great mysteries of love? Do we even have an answer for that? Isn't that part of the wonder of love? It's something so mysterious, so unfathomable. Just what is it that attracts us to that other person in the first place? Well, for starters, when we're strongly attracted to someone, there's a very high probability that we've been with that person before. And I mean in past lives. In fact, it's very unusual for us to start a brand new romantic relationship with someone that we've never known in previous lifetimes. That would be very unlikely to occur. Not impossible, but very unlikely. But moving on to the bigger mystery of love. Did you know that when two people first fall in love, they actually spend a fair amount of time sighing while thinking about their beloved, and they're unable to sleep? They just can't get the other person off their mind. They only want to be together. Scientists have actually traced this back to certain chemicals that are released in our bodies when we fall in love. Can you imagine that? Those crazy love feelings that we have are related to chemicals. It doesn't seem fair for science to reduce this incredible mystery to chemicals. I think there's a lot more to it than that. Here's what I think is going on when two people fall in love. Their souls are remembering each other, and they're in a period of adjustment while getting to know each other again. Of course the two people are excited. Their souls are happy to meet each other again in this lifetime. They may even have been looking for each other without knowing it. Now, remember that I said it's the souls that recognize each other. That means that from a current lifetime perspective, you know that you didn't know this other person prior to meeting him or her, but your bones or your guts may remember the other person. You may even feel like you've known the person all your life. But let's get to the heart of this question. What is it about love that makes it the strongest power in the world? I believe this is because the love we feel for another person is a tiny representation of what the Creator, God, Goddess, or Universe, feels for us. People who come back from near-death experiences often report experiencing incredibly powerful feeling of unconditional love. What's powerful about that experience is that they know they are truly loved, not because of something they did or didn't do. They're loved for all of who they are. They're part of the divine, which is filled with love. And what's the real purpose of love? It's not about manipulating someone into doing your bidding. It's about seeing someone so clearly, so deeply, that you want to fully support that person unconditionally on their path for their highest good, no matter where it leads. This is the same way the universe loves us, always. There's never a time when the divine stops loving us, no matter what we do or don't do. There are no strings attached for this love, no to-do list. This love is just that, nothing but pure love. It reminds us that we're loved just the way we are, just for being who we are. So, whether or not you have a loving partner here on Earth, you always have a loving partner in the divine. this Valentine's Day, take a little time to connect with the Creator within yourself. This is your divine partner, and no one loves you more than that. In fact, we're always trying to learn how to love ourselves and others in the same way. And when we love ourselves, including our bodies, unconditionally, then we're expressing true love. Once that happens, it's natural to love others unconditionally. So take a few moments this Valentine's Day to tune into the love that is always coming to you from the divine. And remember, the Beatles had it right. All you need is love. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-588.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Thank you.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. But first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number. That number is 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years or an issue related to anger or frustration, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and callers, be patient. I will get to you as soon as we can. We're going to start things off with Aaron. Aaron is calling in from Renton, and he recently just had a first date with a lovely lady. He wants to know maybe if there's more from this date, or a second or third, perhaps, or, you know, maybe if there's more out there. You know, you got to keep the line out in the water there, right, Madeline? Got to keep fishing sometimes, you know what I mean? All right.
That's
well, actually,
right.
You know what? Aaron decided to jam out on us, so I guess we'll just go to a different caller.
Oh, he's not there anymore.
Yeah, it happens. It's not a big deal. Let's take this caller here. We'll have to probably do it live. So, caller,
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, caller, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Cosmic Connections and Madeline. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air with us.
Oh, I am?
Sure.
So, I kind of got in late, so I can just ask a question about a relationship.
Yeah, but first, Madeline needs some information, so let's go with that first. Madeline, it's yours.
Yeah, okay, great. First of all, tell me your name.
It's Jacqueline.
Say it again.
Jacqueline. They call me Jackie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And Jackie, what's your birth date?
March 1st, 1962.
Okay, March 1st, 1962?
Yeah.
Okay. And what time were you born?
1:20 p.m.
1:20 p.m. Okay. And where were you born?
In Oakland, California.
Oakland, California. Okay. We're in business. Now tell me what your question is.
I have a, I kind of live right next door to my kind of ex-boyfriend. So we've been having this very kind of non-committal relationship.
And I see.
And he's very, like, connected to his ex-wife, and I don't know what's going on with them. But I kind of, you know, part of me is like, I need to move, but I just wonder if he can, you know, still find a relationship and still kind of be, because I pull away, but it's hard to, he pulls me in. I'm kind of
right.
Intertwined with them. So I'm thinking, well, you know, why can I still find love, or do I just have to just get rid of them completely out of my life, you know?
Well, actually, it looks like you are either about to have a very major change in your work or career, and that could
too.
Also be an impetus for you to move.
So
there is energy there for you to move if you desire to move.
Mm-hmm. So do you think
I think it's likely
needed?
That you are going to move. I mean, it's not impossible for you to have a disruption to your home life in some other way. But considering your circumstances, you know, a disruption of moving would probably be your preferable one.
But do you think I need to move? Like, is it that?
Well, you're likely to have a fairly major change to both your career and your home life.
If I move?
I mean, do you know what the change is to your career?
Well, I do. My business slowed down a lot, and I'm definitely ready for something new, and I've been trying to meditate on that. I'm not sure what that is yet.
Okay. And, you know, if you want to call me next month, I'll have time in March for clients again. I'm booked up this month, but I could help you figure that out. But the, you know, basically, you are really ready for a fairly major shift. And usually, when you have this shift in your career, you know, many times people move for one reason or another. So, I'm just saying, considering your situation, you're likely to move. But there is opportunity here for you to do some healing around this love situation. So I would take advantage of that if you can.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
meet somebody else. It looks like you have, multiple opportunities for love coming your way.
Just have to get out there. Yeah. But so I can still sort of be entwined somewhat and still meet someone.
Yeah, you'd have to decide what you want to do about that. You know, so it was non-committal. And how long have you been in the relationship?
For like 2.5 years, off and on.
It's a pretty long time.
Well, I try not to, but he's very charismatic and he's charming and, you know, all that stuff. And it's hard to just, you know, I can
to give it
keep
up.
My distance for a while, but then, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of holds on to me, like he pushes me away, but then when I go away, he misses me, and he doesn't really let me go either. So
I see.
Know.
Well, that might be worth exploring in a more in-depth consultation.
Maybe I'll get one.
What that pattern
about
is there? That's always, you know, other people are always going to reflect our energies back to us. So there. Oftentimes when there's a situation like that, there's a certain fear of getting into a relationship too deeply.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I just don't want to be in a relationship, so he's kind of keeps me, you know.
Right.
Getting totally involved.
But let me let you go for now, because I think there may... Benny, are there other callers? He may be talking to another caller.
Okay.
You know, but I would encourage you to get another consultation about, you know, why that pattern is occurring. You know, and see if you can't, take care of, you know, that problem. Perhaps that would be a different way to deal with it, is to not attract it, you see.
Yeah, because my kids had to put my kitty down this week, and it was hard, but it made me realize, maybe this makes it easier to move, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. It will definitely make it easier to move, that's for sure. But, yeah, that I'm so sorry to hear that, because that's such a painful experience to lose your cat. It's really, really hard. But thank you for calling into the show.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in there, and we appreciate you taking the call. I know we have some other callers. You know, they get a little shy before they come in the air. It's totally and perfectly normal. Right, Madeline?
Yeah.
I think you were shy before we brought you on the air, too. Right?
Was I shy?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. If we want, we can get started with another caller if you want. Or,
yes, okay. Please.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Tom. Tom's calling in from Burien, Washington. His question is resolving around a childhood issue that he wants to see if he can kind of clear up or help kind of understand what's going on. And we'll let him describe the details about that.
Right.
Yep. And his birth information is 12/19/67.
12/19/1967.
You got
okay.
it. And unfortunately, he's unaware of the time, but he thinks it's in the morning. And I've already communicated with him on understanding, you know, it'll be less of a detailed reading, but we can still hopefully get one for him. Yep. And then also, he was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I've been to Boston. I love Boston.
Cool beans. Well, Tom, welcome to the show. We'll get you started before we take a break. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So tell me about this particular childhood issue.
Well, it's when I was four, I was adopted into a family. I had my first year of life, I was sent to four different foster homes. And when I was adopted at the age of one, And when I was four, my adoptive mother had a heart attack and died.
Oh my God!
In my kitchen.
Oh my God!
My siblings and my father was. Asleep in the chair. I'm sure he had tied one on at that point, but it was anyway. So I was standing in the hallway, looking into the kitchen, watching my mother have a heart attack, falling to the ground, and you know, pots and pans falling and all this. But it's
that's now horrible.
I've been struggling with this, and you know, I've dealt with it. You know, I know that it's affected me. You know, it affected my subconscious. It affected me in so many ways.
And I tell you what, hold on, and we're going to bring you back after this break, if you can hold on. And then I'll talk to you about what's happening from the perspective of your chart. So hang on for me, Tom, if you will. Okay, so do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question and need to know your birthday, time, and location, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the 3rd annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for 3 extraordinary men and 1 amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. 3 men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's B-E-L-L-A spark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and 3 extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have Tom back?
We do. Tom from Burien, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Now, I'm looking at your chart, and you have, first of all, you're one of the social change makers. And this particular event, and when I say social change maker, I mean that you came in with the intention of making some changes, some social changes to society. There were a whole group of you that were born in the mid-60s that fall into this category, and you are one of them. So when this event happened, you see, you are actually being what I call imprinted, almost with a mission, you see, because you are wounded so deeply by it. And so you actually came in with an intention to transform yourself and to change yourself. And as a consequence of that, and to actually that you would be changed through a very deep wound, which this obviously did, for you. So, your mother, your adopted mother, was just participating in the script that had been arranged, so that you would come in and have a deep experience of this nature that would mark you, would imprint you, and allow you to do transformational work for yourself that would then get translated into doing transformational work for the rest of the world.
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right now, you're getting what I would call triggered to really think about this particular issue in a very big and important way. And to figure out how can you take that wound and heal it and provide, an unusual form of healing for the rest of the world from it.
Yeah, well, it seems to be it was a negative experience, and I feel as though it. I've always taken it as a negative, all of my failings I attribute to this event. If I'm not successful the way I would like to be, or if I'm not. I don't know. I'm not
right.
As,
well, there are certain abandonment issues associated with your. I mean, first of all, that you were given up for adoption, and second of all, that your adopted mother died so young.
Yeah.
When you were so young, and in front of you yet, you see, when you're basically in a helpless position, not able to really rescue her. You see,
yeah.
So there are abandonment issues that you're working on. I might recommend that you consider getting some release work around this issue. There's ways to release it physically out of the body, very gentle but effective ways. The one that I recommend the most is emotional freedom and healing release work, and there are other tools out there as well. And on my website, if you go to my website at AskMadeline.com, click on Meet Our Guides, and you will see both Peg Donahue and Richard Ross there. And both of them do emotional freedom and healing release work that is a little bit deeper than emotional freedom technique. But it's a way to help heal those things those kind of deep ones, and then get some clarity about how you want to help others heal too.
Wow. Excellent. I look forward to doing that.
Okay, good luck with that. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Tom, thanks for calling into the show, and I think we got time for maybe just one more caller. And
let's try it.
Let's go to Melissa. She's been waiting patiently. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a couple business ventures to maybe talk about or discuss and see which one works best. She's born 10/31 of 68 at 12:47 p.m. in Houston, Texas. So, Melissa, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Greetings, Madeline. How are you?
Good. How about you, Melissa?
I'm doing quite well. My main question is, I am a writer, and
okay.
I guess maybe I'm having some issues trusting that I will be supported to get my writing underway. You know, I don't. It's irrational, I guess, but I'm really ready to put my writing out in the world.
Okay.
And, so I'm looking for some advice about kind of which way to go with my business ventures this year, and I would like to know if I'm going to be prosperous in this coming 2010. I have been
okay.
So far, but I just would like some heads up.
Okay, so let me look at your prosperity corner. Are you self-employed, or do you work for somebody else?
Well, I'm self-employed right now, and I'm
okay.
just about to work at a job, and I'm at the crossroads here.
Okay, all right. So let me look at your self-employment piece right at the moment and then see if it's any different from your other employment piece. You know, it looks like you have a great cycle coming in for your creativity. So I would encourage you to do anything you can with the writing. It looks like you have, you know, a potential to get published there.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong potential, and that should be coming up in the next few months. I would say, if my computer will work today. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. yeah. At the moment, it's giving me a hiccup and another hiccup. Let's see if it'll do it this time.
They're only human, right?
Oh, here we go. Let's see here. Here we go. Okay, when will Jupiter get to your moon? Roughly in early April.
Okay.
So, you know, so that's coming up pretty quickly, an opportunity to get published if you're ready for it.
Okay. Any tips on where I'm going to go for that?
Probably you might need to call a locational astrologer for that. And the one I usually recommend is Mark Dodich down in Portland, Oregon. D-O-D-I-C-H. Mark Dodich. I think his website, is AstroMark, I'm not sure, .us maybe? I'm not sure.
Okay.
AstroMark, yeah. And check with him for locational kinds of questions of where that publisher might be.
Okay.
Okay. And I think
okay.
I'm just about out of time, so thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Do you ever say or think, if it isn't one thing, it's another? We've all heard this cliche for years, probably our whole life. It's one of those subtle beliefs that we never think about, yet it's always manifesting. And that's exactly the problem with that saying. It's always manifesting a new problem. Even with superhero powers, you'll never be rid of them as long as you believe this. This is an old belief that matches the old scarcity paradigm. Let go of it and thank the universe in advance for having already provided the solutions to any challenges. See yourself working in the flow where things happen easily and effortlessly. Your prosperity will increase when you do this. Now, next Friday, February 19th, I'll talk about where do we go from here. We're all in the process of reconsidering what direction we want to go for the next 2 years. Some of us are also in the process of transforming what motivates us to move forward in new ways and down new paths. So I'll give you some tips to assist with this process and take your calls. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, Remember to order your new 2010 Good Timing Guide and the newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe with the wind at your back. Or call us toll-free to order. Arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.